Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish joins us for this second half of our state capitol report this morning to talk about tax cuts and tax policy and to hear your input on tax cut plans and tax policy reform. She's holding roundtables along with Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler around the state. There have been several already and more to come, including two today in Milwaukee. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Monday, February 17th. We welcome your questions and your input on proposed tax cuts in Wisconsin. Should the projected budget surplus go toward cutting taxes? Or how about taking care of the structural deficit? Or what about a rainy day fund? What are your thoughts, your questions, your concerns? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Rebecca Clayfish, Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being with us. Talk about this tax reform roundtable tour that you and Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler have been up to lately. What's the purpose of the tour first?
Well, this is actually a little bit different than what we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks after the governor's State of the State address, where he and that the state had a $911.9 million surplus and that he had a blueprint for prosperity plan in order to surplus back to the taxpayers of Wisconsin. What Secretary Chandler and I are doing right now is traveling the state talking about robust tax reform that Wisconsin could perhaps enact this 15 to 17 biennial budget. So it's two very different pieces of potential tax reform, and obviously we welcome input on either case, but the website that you were talking about, taxreform.wi.gov, where we invite people to visit today, is where we are collecting ideas and data and folks' input on what they would like to see the tax code look like in the future. We know Wisconsin is a relatively high tax state. The governor has committed to lowering the overall tax burden every year he's in office. What we don't know is what that looks like to you. And so we need you to tell us.
All right, so it's two separate things going on, a tax cut reaction and input on tax reform in the future. Well, how about the governor did make mention that maybe we in Wisconsin could eliminate the income tax entirely. Is that something that you're getting feedback on?
We are. We're getting feedback on that. We're getting feedback on all sorts of ideas. But the two common themes that the secretary and I hear most often, Joy, are that, first of all, taxes are too high. We didn't really see that as any sort of surprise. The second one that we've heard consistently, regardless of geography, regardless of demographics, is that taxes are too complicated. And the funny thing is we actually haven't made a big effort over the last couple of years to federalize our tax code. So bring Wisconsin tax code kind of into line with what you see in the federal government so that there are fewer things that people have to spend extra time on. But even with those efforts, people are still saying, hey, you know, this is too complicated. This is taking too much of our time. We'd like to dedicate more of our time to pursuing our goals and dreams here in Wisconsin, maybe growing our small businesses in the state. And so you guys really ought to simplify things. So those are the commonalities that we have seen. But there are lots of different pockets of ideas throughout the state. Some folks are big fans of eliminating or reducing the income tax. Other people have said, gosh, it's the property tax that drives me nuts. We get that bill in December, and it's gigantic. It's completely annoying. What can you do about that one? There are others who recognize the fact that we are number 35 in the country for our sales tax, and they say, hey, what would happen if we dial that up and correspondingly dialed down one of the other two more annoying to us taxes, the number 10 or number 12 tax in the nation, the income or the property. And then there are others, particularly, while we were in Dane County the other day, where they said, hey, listen, what about government spending? That needs to be something that we can dial up or down dependent on what the tax code ends up looking like as well, because we know that we're going to have to pay taxes. What we want is good value for our tax dollar.
Mm-hmm. So what are the chances, Lieutenant Governor Clay Fish, of Wisconsin having a higher sales tax and a lower income tax, for example?
I think we've got to kind of wait and see. We still have a number of meetings left on the tax reform roundtable sessions, and then we are going to continue to do some data compilation from all of the folks who are emailing us on taxreform.wi.gov. I think once we've been able to collect the data on this, and this is going to be an ongoing discussion, of course, but once we get an idea of what common themes and threads emerge, those are going to be the ones, obviously, that the governor is going to pay the most attention to. And the the elimination of the income tax, or one of the processes by which we might nick down the property tax, are things that we're going to have to pay attention to. And one of the ways that people have suggested balancing that out is by dialing down government spending or dialing up the sales tax.
Yeah. Any concern that the sales tax is considered a regressive tax that would hurt the poor more than the income tax, which is considered a progressive tax?
And Joy, that's where we're kind of looking to the constituents who are attending these meetings and looking to the folks who are giving us their opinions at taxreform.wi.gov. We need people to weigh in and voice their opinions on those things. We're really looking at a taxpayer-guided, a family-guided, small business owner-guided discussion on tax reform. The governor has said one thing, which is, let's lower the overall tax burden. What we're dependent on the taxpayers for is what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. So what are your roundtables in Milwaukee today? What are they going to be about?
Well, we're hopeful to get some good ideas from young people and displaced workers when we go to MATC. We're going to their North Campus today, and we noticed that young people have very different ideas on taxes because they're obviously, you know, facing different burdens and concerns than folks who are perhaps retirees or seniors. And so it's important for us to cross demographics as well as geography in these. So we're hoping for some unique ideas there. And then we're heading to the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce for their young CEOs group. And we're eager to hear from them because, you know, you have a lot of folks who have not entered the years where they are aggressively looking at retirement. They are looking potentially at long careers in Wisconsin, but they're still facing things like whether they buy houses or whether they continue to rent. Some of them are looking at repaying student loan debt. Some of them perhaps are considering spinning off and starting their own small businesses, or maybe they're in the middle of growing their own small businesses as we speak. But we need to hear from young people as we grow our economy, because this is going to be the next generation of thought leaders and taxpayers.
We are talking with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. She and Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler are holding tax reform roundtables around the state, including two today in Milwaukee. And what is your input on tax reform in Wisconsin? What would you like to see happen? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the State Capitol Report here on the Ideas Network. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish about tax reform and the tax reform roundtables that she and Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler are holding around the state, including two today in Milwaukee. What are your questions? What are your suggestions? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's go to the phones. Reed in Clintonville is with us first. Hi, Reed.
Yes. Hello. Good morning to you both. Say, my question concerns the fact that our state coffers will evidently be depleted if we have these massive tax reductions. And I was wondering also how, what percentage of reduction would be for the general public, and what percentage of reduction might favor large businesses and corporations? And in light of reductions, how might we replenish our state's coffers in considering the fact that our governor promised us 250,000 jobs in his first term? We are woefully in arrears of meeting that goal. And consequently, all those people that are unemployed, and my wife and I know someone, and we're helping to support that individual. My wife and I are on fixed incomes as seniors. We are helping to support someone who is unemployed for 2 years now. And how are we going to replenish our state's coffers when the promise of 250,000 jobs has not matured and will not mature by November?
Reed, I don't mean to be rude and interrupt, but we got a real long list of items that we have to have the lieutenant governor address. 250,000 jobs, how are we going to, you know, those people aren't paying taxes if they're not working. Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, how are we going to be replenishing state coffers?
Sure. I have about four things written down that I know Reed wants answers to, and so, Joy, thanks. Well, Reed, first of all, thanks for calling from Clintonville. We appreciate it, and I'm certain that the person that you are helping out right now, that person who is unemployed, is tremendously appreciative of you and your wife as well. We hope that your friends and any others who are looking for work right now will join us on our State Department of Workforce Development website, which is called jobcenterofwisconsin.com. Every day there are between 45,000 and 53,000 open jobs on that website, and we hope that folks are taking a look at that website every day because there are new opportunities posted every day. Our job centers are very helpful when it comes to that as well, but let's get to the taxation issues. Reed specifically was probably addressing the Blueprint for Prosperity, Joy, which is what the governor rolled out during his State of the State address, which is basically what to do when the state has $912 million in a surplus. Now, when the state has a surplus, that means that there was money that came in over and above what the state budgeted for. So by very nature of that being a surplus, money that we never intended to spend, that's money that should go back to the taxpayers, and that's what the governor has done with the Blueprint for Prosperity. He asked, too, about the percentage of that money that's going to be going back for big corporations, and big corporations aren't really going to see much relief in the governor's plan because the personal income tax is where we're going to be seeing a lot of relief in the Blueprint for Prosperity, and that relief is all dialed into the lowest income tax rate, the personal income tax. Right now, at the lowest income tax rate, ratepayers, pardon me, are paying 4.4%. This relief will be directed to reduce that rate to 4%. So everybody in Wisconsin is going to be seeing about $58 coming back in income tax relief. And then the property tax relief is going to be helping a lot of those folks who I was talking about earlier who are saying that the property tax is really bothersome, particularly when they get that big, big bill in December. For the average homeowner of about a $150,000 home, that's $101 in relief. The Blueprint for Prosperity also makes some withholding changes. For folks who aren't familiar with that term, the government takes a sweep off the top of your paycheck, literally withholds your money and puts it into government coffers, anticipating that that's the tax you're going to pay. We've obviously seen surpluses back to back. Last year it was $759 million. This year it's $911.9 million. And so we want to make sure that folks can start keeping more of their own money up front instead of giving the government a short-term loan. So the average Wisconsin family of four is going to start to see about $57.90 in their paycheck starting in April. So that will help, I think, Reed plan out exactly who is going to be getting this relief. And if you want specifics on what that's going to mean for your family, you can go to another one of our websites, although you can reach this by going to taxreform.wi.gov. If you want to calculate your own personal tax relief with the Blueprint for Prosperity, go to prosperity.wi.gov. The other pieces of the Blueprint for Prosperity, which may go to help the man or the woman that Reed's family is helping right now who's unemployed, is for our Wisconsin Fast Forward. It's a job training program. We want to make sure that dual enrollment and apprenticeship are better promoted and that we're eliminating lists for high needs careers at technical colleges. We also want to make sure that nobody gets left behind as Wisconsin goes back to work. And so we're making sure that folks with disabilities find the resources they need to get into our Department of Vocational Rehabilitation through our Department of Workforce Development, get the job skills that they're eager for so that they can get into the workforce and participate in this return to prosperity in Wisconsin. He also asked about the 250,000 jobs number. Are we going fast enough to hit 250? I don't know. But for a lot of folks, this recovery has just not gone fast enough. For me, I'm competitive. It just hasn't gone fast enough. But there are some serious indicators that show that Wisconsin is headed in the right direction. We had lost 133,000 jobs right before we took office. We've seen the creation of more than 100,000 new jobs. And we've laid the foundation in this state for stability and certainty so our small business owners feel comfortable creating jobs. And we know that more people are encouraged to do that because we've seen our small business starts go up year after year after year. In fact, the one campaign promise, I guess, that doesn't get a ton of attention is where the governor said, hey, we want to see 10,000 new small businesses created in the state. As of today, there have been about 13,025 new small businesses created. And if small businesses nationwide create between 60 and 80% of the new jobs in America, we are definitely creating jobs and creating entrepreneurs in the right area in Wisconsin. That's good.
Let me get another caller in. James in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, James.
Hi. Love your show, Joy. Quick question, more of a hypothetical. Is there any end to tax cutting? Our tax rates in Wisconsin are as low as they've been since the 70s, and we keep cutting them. Nationally, we're spending the same amount as we did during Reagan. Is there ever a point where we're going to stop cutting taxes? It just seems to be a dogma that is thrown out there without any justification.
Why do we have to cut taxes at all, Lieutenant Governor Clayfish?
Well, unfortunately, we're kind of nabbed for being on the bad list when it comes to economic development. We're known as the number 10 high-tax state in the nation. That's not a top 10 list you want to be on because when companies consider where they want to invest, when the best and the brightest in the nation decide where they want to locate, start their businesses, and start their families, Wisconsin sometimes falls down on their to-do list because we're such a high-tax state. And that's really unfortunate because we know that Wisconsin has one of the most ethical, educated workforces in the country and some of the finest education resources that are churning out some of the brightest people, the wave makers, the thought leaders in the nation. We want Wisconsin to be a hotbed of investment and education opportunity, of research capability. And unfortunately, our tax climate is kind of stifling that.
Yeah.
Particularly when it comes to property and income taxes. You know, we watched 27% hike in property taxes over the last 10 years. Now, back to back to back, we've seen those property taxes go down. And what we hear is relief. What we hear is thanks.
Don't those
that folks can keep more of their own money.
Don't those job creators, though, also want a highly educated workforce and other amenities that state taxpayer dollars pay for?
Absolutely, Joy. And that's why this Blueprint for Prosperity is so important, because the dollars are spent where the job creators are eager to see them spent in workforce development. Wisconsin Fast Forward and our Department of Workforce Development saw $100 million in an infusion last year during the budget rollout because we know that worker training is going to be key to Wisconsin being globally competitive. It's why the governor said in the Blueprint for Prosperity that he wanted to spend another $35 million on worker training. And it's why in the last budget an additional $387 million went into public education and why we're really focused on career and academic learning plans starting at sixth grade and up. So our kids have the opportunity to choose career paths that can help them succeed in Wisconsin. We don't want to lose any of our best and brightest that we're raising here in the state. We want them to stay right here, and we want them to start their companies here and hire their friends and neighbors.
We have less than a minute. A caller wants to know, why not give this $900-plus million surplus back to school districts?
Well, we have seen an infusion of $387 million new dollars in the last budget into public education. And Act 10 gave our government-run schools tremendous flexibility over keeping the best and the brightest in the classroom, which is really important to me as a parent, and I know a lot of other parents. And we are so thrilled to see that our ACT test takers are still above the national average, and our third graders are doing even better in their reading year over year since the governor's Read to Lead task force became such a priority. And so we're pretty proud of where our public schools and our voucher school program are going in Wisconsin, because we are still well known as producing educated, ethical workers. That's one of the best sales points we have in Wisconsin. If you are considering an investment, then Wisconsin is the place to be, because we know that our workers are absolutely top-notch. Yeah, we've got the best people here.
We'll have to leave it there. Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, besides Milwaukee's roundtables, more coming up in the future?
Yeah, we have more coming up in the future. We're going to be in Fond du Lac. We're going to be in Rhineland. If you want to take a look at where we've been and where we intend to go, and if you want to give us your thoughts and opinions, please visit us at taxreform.wi.gov.
Thank you so much for being with us. This is the Ideas Network.